11.3, Interactive Study, Legal Periodicals. This is a tough one. I have to admit, this is going to be one that you're going to want to kind of gloss over, and I can't really blame you. It seems a little arcane, but there is a reason that you want to have some familiarity with legal periodicals, and I'll get into that in just a moment. But the problem is there are so many periodicals out there, hundreds and hundreds of periodicals. And remember what our initial legal research rule is. If, let's say, you want to research in Harvard, the Harvard Law Journal, which is put out by the Harvard School of Law, you start in the index, right? Well, legal periodicals don't have their own indexes, typically. There may be a couple of exceptions out there, but as a rule, they don't. They just come out monthly and have articles and analysis of current legal issues or historical legal issues, and that's it. So how do you research in a book that doesn't have an index? Well, the answer is you use either the Index to Legal Periodicals, ILP, or the Current Law Index, CLI. You can use either one of them. Now, you can also use online to research periodicals, but I have to tell you, Westlaw and Lexis do not do a great job of helping you research within periodicals. It's their databases, first of all, are not complete because not every law review publishes on those sites and makes their publication available to those sites. And by the way, we're not just talking about law school reviews, we're talking about private law reviews also. So if you're researching on Westlaw, you may be missing 60% of the potential legal periodicals out there, and the same thing with Lexis, maybe even more with Lexis. So it's one of the few areas I can actually say this is still better in the law library. And the CLI is once you do it a couple of times, it's not a hard book to use. The biggest problem is that it's date specific, so you have to kind of choose a period of time that you want to research in, and then you go in and research within the periodicals. I don't want to rehash the system right now for you because you're going to be using the textbook, and the textbook has pretty clear instructions on how you research it, but I do want to focus in on one thing. You have to decide at the beginning, are you looking for a title, a topic, or an author? Because that's typically how the Current Law Index and ILP, Index to Legal Periodicals, are broken down. And almost always, you're looking for the subject matter. You're looking for a term, a phrase. So you'll turn to that part of the index. There are actually separate parts of the index for those two things. Unless you're researching a witness that's going to be testifying for you, you typically don't look up for an author. If there's an expert witness, though, maybe that's the one example I can think of where you would look up articles by a specific author. But other than that, you're going to look up by topic. So follow the examples in the textbook. I would say spend an hour on this at most, maybe an hour and 15 minutes, not even that much. We don't expect you to become an expert here on legal periodicals, but this is a chapter called The Desperate Researcher for a reason. There were times when I couldn't find much. I just wasn't able to find any on-point authority. But when you go to a legal periodical, these are law school students, remember, in many cases, who are trying to impress their law school professors. So they're going to research the crap out of something. That's a legal term, by the way. And then they're going to provide an incredible analysis, sometimes analytical overkill, including citations to relevant cases that deal with that issue. So here's the thing. And I knew attorneys who actually started in legal periodicals when they researched for this reason. If they find something in the legal periodical, if they find an article in a respected law journal, their research work is almost over because some law school student trying to impress his professor has done it already. So, done the research already. So it is exciting when you find something in a legal periodical. So research your subject matter and see if you can find something, even if you don't use it this time. for your current written assignment. See if you find something, almost out of curiosity. And once you see what that researcher did, what that law school student did, or what that author did, if it's a private legal periodical, then you'll have an appreciation for what this can do for you in the future.